Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston. Great tournament going on this week. Later in the week, a bunch of pro-ams. Paul Sarvadius with us right now. Paul is the co-founder and CEO of Insperity, the sponsor of this tournament. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. Appreciate your time today, and of course, great success in the tournament. Congratulations on that. But this week's a bunch of pro-ams with your customers and vendors and partners and different things like that. Community, people in the community, right?
That's right. It's the first part of the week is full of kind of our customer entertainment, and then you finish the week with the actual competition among the champions.
Right, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Great field today, this week too. By the way, Freddie Couples is going to be here, and he's the president. He's the
reigning champion,
reigning champion, but also the President's Cup.
That's right.
Chief over there,
that's right.
Captain
of the President's Cup.
Trying to say that word. Hey, Paul. You're out there with your finger on the pulse of the national economy. You're doing business all over the country, and some overseas. You're doing a little international business too. What is your attitude? What is your opinion of how things are in the economy right now?
Well, it certainly has slowed down considerably, and we saw this early in the year. We were able to see, because we serve the small to medium sized business community, and in our case, we see into some very important metrics within our client base. Since we serve as an HR department for small businesses, we actually run the payroll, provide the benefits, do things that HR departments do. We were able to see the layoffs and the new hires, the average pay of new hires. We were able to see
commission
one
structures.
Thing I look at is, yes, the commissions that we pay to sales staff at our customers' businesses. Those commissions give you a reflection of the pipeline for new business for the small business community. We saw that take a serious negative turn in the second quarter. And, you know, we kind of battened down the hatches a little bit in terms of just being prepared, being aware that things were slowing considerably. And we saw the gross domestic product numbers come out for the first and second quarter. The first quarter was revised down considerably from about 1.8% to 0.4. And I really thought the second quarter was worse than the first, and they you know, came out and said it was like 1.3 or 1.4% growth. So that being said, though, there's some other things that we see in the small business community where we don't have the same kind of fear we had of the 2008-2009 period, because, you know, businesses are much more lean and mean.
Their balance sheets are stronger.
Their cash positions are better. You know, so you're looking at even if we had a double dip, which is what the fear is in the market at
least.
The
second recession right after the first.
Even if we had that, it wouldn't be as severe. It wouldn't have it wouldn't look the same from an employment
It'd almost be more of a technical thing than that much of a reality thing. Well, you know, here's the thing I keep reminding people. It's still a $15 trillion economy. There's a lot of buying and selling going on.
It certainly is. And, you know, even though there's, you know, growth has recovered a little, it still has never felt like a recovery. So even if you have a bit of a double dip here, it's not going to feel any worse than it feels right now.
Well, as you may remember, Paul, right after 2008, fourth quarter 2008, first quarter 2009, I started telling my audience, folks, you know, don't put your track shoes on, put your running shoes on. This isn't going to be a sprint. This is going to be a marathon. And just settle in, find a pace you can deal with. And this is where we're going to be for a while. And that's come to pass, hasn't it?
It has. But I'll tell you, you know, in the small business community, what's always exciting to me is small business is full of overcomers. That's how they got where they are.
We're pathological optimists.
Absolutely. So this prolonged period of slower than usual growth and difficulties in the financial markets and banking and loans and all that kind of stuff, all that serves to do is, I mean, I know it's hard, I know it's a challenge, but small businesses, they're the kind of thinkers that can figure their way out and really improve
and
turn out with a much better business opportunity in the end.
Don't you think the people who are currently in business, who have found a way to survive, when this economy turns around, don't you think they're going to have an incredible success?
I know that because we started our company in the late 80s in Texas.
Right.
Texas was going through back then what we went through on a national level with the savings and loan crisis and you know, a debacle. The real estate market's going down 25%. We became smarter business people through that.
Right.
Through getting spanked pretty good, really. And so I expect the small business community to be a lot smarter going forward.
I think so, too. Paul, congratulations again. 8 great years of the Disparity Championship. Congratulations on the success of your company. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Paul Sarvati, ladies and gentlemen, with Disparity. And as you know, I'll be here all week broadcasting from this tournament. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Disparity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.